take a combination. Guys, if you're okay with today.
Si c'est dur, faut que j'aille qui les atteint.
You got 15? Yeah?
16.
Oh, really? I got 15. Let's start. Okay. Time to leave. Okay. We left off yesterday. In the midst of the sugya about the legislature who don't is shari. The public proclamation that the woman that's married, she could go to the hegemon against her will, and she's shari. So, let's begin like this. We mentioned there was a fundamental machloek, spent a lot of time on it yesterday. Fundamental machloek, there been a time in the revolm. What's the status of a bi of a goy with a married Jewish woman? So, we pointed out that there's really a twofold machloekus here, or Shlomo Eger really crystallized it by saying as follows. Number one, the halacha is that bias akum doesn't create an iser to the boel. So Rabbi Natan says it does not. If the boel eventually converts, she's mutter to him. And the Rivam says no. The Rivam says that the boel is aser. Rabbi Natan says bias akum is kebias abahema, vis-a-vis himself at least. Okay? And the Rivam held that bias akum creates an iser l'boel. That's number one machlokes. Number two machlokes, which is very critical that he crystallized as well, was that according to the Rivam, karka olam not only takes care of the problem of chil Hashem, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Dalal and Beis I gave you, but it also takes care of the issue of Gili Arias as well. And that the Rivam elaborated on our Tosfos, that how karka olam takes care of the problem of Gila Rias as well. Okay? That was the Rivam Shiti said at the Therish. Why did the Gemara ask about Esther? Because she was Karkolim. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, Karkolim only gets out of Chil Hashem. It does not get out of Gila Rias. That's a two-point machloikis that Rabbi Shlomo Eger crystallizes in Rabbeinu Tam in the Rivam. Very important. Okay? We pointed out that the Tosfos, the Rivam, asks on Rabbeinu Tam from various Gemaras, and we wanted to say a Mahalach yesterday that Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Trumas Hadeshin, will make a split. He'll say, yes, Rivam, living with the Goy creates an Isser Labayla. However, Labayla, she's still mutter when he converts. That was the mahalach that we said, b'shem the Trumas Hadeshin, that he wanted to make a split lamaisa within the Rabbeinu Tam, and that answered all the Gemaras by making this split. And we were elaborated on it, maybe it's based on the Maharik, that as long as she lives halach lamaisa with another man, it creates an issue labayla, no matter who it is, but labayla she'll be mutter. That was one mahalach. Saw this morning, want to point it out to you. Saw this morning, let's get it down, that there's another approach in Rabbeinu Tam. And that's a Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma on Daf Pei Beis. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma says Beferish not that way. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, she remains Mutter Labayla. She remains Mutter Labayla. Okay? He argues, and Taka holds, sticks to his guns, and say, not only is she mutter laboyel, she's mutter labal. And the Tosfos Yeshanim writes this beferish. We found this through the great Gaon, Chiddush Reb Shmuel, where the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma and Peves writes explicitly that she remains muteris labayla. It's an often the Tosfos Yeshanim. And the Meiri actually says it in our sugya. So I want you guys to get that down. It breaks down to two different approaches within Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? There is a Meiri and a Tosfos Yeshanim that say within Rabbeinu Tam, she remains mutter labayla if she lives with a goy. Against the Mahalach we said yesterday from the Trumas Hadeshin. And this might be work very beautifully with the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Beis and Ochosot Alach Yed Beis that says as follows, that a man that rapes a married woman, she remains mutter to her husband in a rape, we know, onus, correct? Does she remain mutter to the person that raped her in the event the husband dies or divorces her? You know what the Mishnah Lamelech says? Yes. Because just like Asur Labal, Asur Labal, we also say Heter Labal, Heter Labal. So in the same vein, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is such that, according to Tosh Yishanim in the Meiri, yes, she remains Muteris Labal, and just like she's Muteris Labal. They have to be in consonants. They don't have to be, but because this approach holds she is. You follow me? So I want to bring this out to you, this tremendous chiddush. I want to bring this out to you, this tremendous. Yossi, you follow me? Tosh Yishanim in the Meiri within Rabbeinu. Therefore, you with me, Meir Simcha? This comes incumbent upon us now to think to oneself, what are you going to do with the Gemaras that Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rivam asked on Rabbeinu Tam? So let's think. What was the Gemaras that the Rivam asked on Rabbeinu Tam? Prutzos. Prutzos. Doesn't Prutzos imply that she becomes Asur Labayla? That's the way Rashi learned, at least. On that point, like the Rivam. Only on that point. Labayla. Only on that point we're saying that she's Asur what? That she's Asur. On that point we're saying Halach Lamais. Okay? On that point we're saying that she's what? She's Taka Asur. She's Asur Labayla. That's the sheet of what? That's the sheet that we want to suggest Lamaisa of Rashi. Right? Rashi holds Lamaisa that she would be Asur Labayla. That's how Rashi learned Prutzos. But it's possible to learn not that way. And how would you learn? How would you learn? You know how would you learn? That she would be over the Isser of Basin of Shame, that a Jewish woman should not live with a Goy. Basin of Shame and of Odezor Alam and Vavam and Beis, we mentioned it yesterday, made a Takona, made a Gzera, that you're not allowed to live with a Goy. You're not allowed to live with a Goy. Halacha L'maisa, okay? A Pnuya, a Jewish woman, cannot live with a Goy. And I've got a Zara Lam and Vav of his. Based in Shalshem. So you can do away with that Gemara very easily. Prutzos? It's not a problem. Doesn't show that she's also Levila. That's the way Rashi learned. What it means is they'd be over Nisr. They'd start being go ahead and be living with Goyim Baratzel. How do you get rid of the... How do you mazber the Gemara in Chavavim and Beis that the woman was captured amongst Goyim? And we said that she Mistama did it Baratzel. She'd be Asur Levila. How do you get out of that? How do you get out of that Gemara? Doesn't that Gemara show the fair she's also Labayla? How do you get out of that Gemara if you take this approach in the Rabbeinu Tam, Eli, that she's Muteris to her husband Adayin? Doesn't the Gemara say Chavav? So what's the answer? Daniel, what does Rashi say in Avodah Zarah, Chav Gimel and Aleph? What does Asura Labayla mean? She's Asura to a Kohen. That's all it meant. If he's a Kohen, her husband, she became a Zonah. She must stumble live with the Goyim that captured her. But if it was with Yisrael, and she lived with the Yisrael, if her husband was Yisrael and she lived with the Goy Baratzel, she remains with Teres Leviathan. You can explain away that Mishnah. Mishnah was only saying Asurah, it didn't say Beferish in that Mishnah Chavavim Beis. What does it say?
It says
Labala. It says Labala. But Labala what? Who's a Kohen? But if her husband is Yisrael, she would remain with Teres. Rashi said that of Azarach of Gimel Manav. No? You take a look. So that's the other way you get out of that Gemara. Okay? You follow me, Shalom? And lastly, how do you go away? How do you get this Gemara, Kasher Avarati Avarati? How do you get this Gemara, Kasher Avarati Avarati? You'll say what we said yesterday from the Ramban. That what? We don't hold like that Gemara Megillah. We hold like the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says they were never married. Who says they were married? It's an Agarata. We don't pass them like that Agarata. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says she was not an Esus Ish. Okay? So please get this. Daniel, please get this down. We mentioned a fundamental machlokes of in the time of the Rivam. We spent a long time on it. That if a Jewish woman is mezana with a non-Jewish man, does she become a surah or not? The Rivam says beferish that she becomes a surah to the boil and to the bath. Halacha l'maisa. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says no. What? Rabbeinu Tam says she remains muteris laboa. Does she remain a surah labala? Trumas Adeshin says yes. Paneo Shura Bikivagar said yes. We said a whole mahalach yesterday that said yes. You make a split. halacha lemaisa. You make a split. Echa lebaal vecha leboil. But here's a gibiyas abehema. So the bias abehem doesn't answer vis-a-vis him, but it does answer what legabe lebaal. That's how you mazmor all the gemaras. But today we found the Tosi showed him in the Miri that say pshat in the Rebbeinu Tam that she's muteris to her husband. Like that Mishnah Melchana Chosota, that if a man rapes a woman, the boil, the own, the ma'anis remains muteris for her. Because she's muteris to her husband, she's muteris to her. So what do you do with all these gemaras? What do you do with all these gemaras? Shishkoy. Oh, so what do you do with all these gemaras? So we explain. Prutzos means she's just going to be over an Isser living with a goy. Doesn't mean like Rash, she'll be usher to her husband. Hayamaz with Gemara Chavav, it means she's usher lebaal if he's a kohen. But Israel's winter, Rashi of Odezorach of Gimel Manavati Ramaskil, Teda, Vizdomukma Vesis Koin, Mitzravonis, Varisha Nikr. Rashi doesn't like it though.
That's like
Tosas at the. Vixubus Mukhad Vesisrael Koi. He says, he quotes a sheet that says maybe Tama Koin. He said the Tyson Chavov says the same thing, right? Very good. But there's a way at least to get out of it. And how do you get out of the Gemara by Avadati? Avadati, they weren't married. Kashir Avadati, Avadati, they weren't married yesterday one time. So that's how we want to be mazed with this din. Okay? So I want you to get this. This is a different approach in Rabbeinu Tam. Now this leads us to the following, Ezra. Okay? This leads us to the following. There is a Gemara on Ayin Aleph and Beis that I told Daniel we would get to today, Baruch Hashem. Let's get the din, guys. Okay, Jeremy, let's get this. Let's get the halacha. Ayin Aleph and Beis in Sanhedrin, the Gemara writes as follows. If a goy is bol and Eishes Yisrael, what's the din? And then he converts. What's the din, Shalom? If a goy is boil in Eishes Yisrael and then he converts, what's the din? We still kill him with Edom and Asra. If there were Edom and Asra, we kill him. His conversion doesn't save him. But if he's boil in Eishes goy and then he converts, what's the din? He's putter. Do you understand this? Do you understand these two dinim? Let's get him down. Okay? Let's get him down again. Goy, let's write it quick, okay? Goy al ba basis. Goy al ba. Al ba. Al Eishes Yisrael. What's the din? Bin his gayer. Still chayiv misa. Chayiv misa.
Right?
Okay, Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph and Beis. Goy haba. Al Eishes Goy. Bin his gayer. What's the din? What's the lacha? Putter. He saves himself. Why? What is the hesber of these two din? The hesber of these two din says the Gemara is you have to theoretically say what would be the din in Din Yisrael. What would be if a Jew is mezana with an Eishes Yisrael? What's the din if a Jew is mezana with an Eishes Yisrael? It's chayiv misa. So this guy, even if he converts, big deal. He's chayiv misa anyway. Because if a Yid would have done his chayiv misa, we don't say Gershon Iskarka Kachinol done. We always look at him, what would have been if he's Din Yisrael? What's the halacha, Daniel? A goy's ball, Eishes goy. What would have been a din if Yisrael would be ball and Eishes goy? Would he be chayiv misa? No. He would not be chayiv misa. It's a terrible thing. It was over Beis and Shoshen, but it's not chayiv misa. We don't recognize their marriage vis-a-vis us. So it's not like an Eishes Yish. So therefore, if he converts, the din is a putter. Those are the two dinim found in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph on base. Frek Reb Chaim under Rabbeinu Tam. Frek Reb Chaim on Rabbeinu Tam. This first din is difficult because what did Rabbeinu Tam say? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Halachol Maisa. What's his sheet? That B is goy. She's muteris to what? She's muteris to the boil. Right? So this guy that goes ahead and is Baal Eishes Yisrael as a goy, and now he converts, why should he be Chayiv Misa? He's a Jew now. What he did was as a behema. So if you call that Bias a behema as the boil, then why are you Chayiv? No matter which approach you say in Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone agrees according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal is Mutter when he converts, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Machlokas within Rabbeinu Tam is does it Shaf and Isra on the Baal. Shaf, we said, means does it create. That's the Yiddish word for create. That's a machloikis between the Trumas Hadashin against the Meiri, against the Tosis Yishonim and Yuma and the Meiri.
Why is it
but everyone agrees vis-a-vis the boil, she's mutter. So if everyone agrees, Everyone agrees with me. Is it either boil she's mutter? Frak the kasha. Why is he chayav nisum? He's a Jew now. But as a he was a behemoth when he did it.
The whole point is that we look at it through Jewish.
I understand, but Rabbeinu Tam's whole chiddush is more simply is that it's a bias of a hema. It's like bias mitzri, right? It's like a sus. It's not the susim. So why should he be chayiv? That's Rabbi Chaim's kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that's what he asks. The divrei Rabbeinu Tam bias koyim is bias of a hema. So vaday nishtane dino. Of course the Geirah should change it. Halacha l'maisa. Of course the Geirah should change it. Right? Of course the Geirah should change it. So if the Geirah should change it, why shouldn't it be? So that's a kasha that Reb Chaim asked according to this what? According to this pshat. So what I want to bring out is the teretz of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. Thank you to Daniel and Yossi for getting it, and Simon Gimel. Basically what he wants to answer, it's a tough answer, but what he wants to answer is that you have to split it. It's kind of like vis-a-vis himself, he is a human being, as a goy. Klape himself, he's considered to be an Adam, and it is a bia. Klape Yidin, it's not, it's a bia sabahema. It doesn't shafin, this is Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, it doesn't shafin Isser, it doesn't create an Isser Labaila, and Lamaisa, it's like an invisible man live with her. That's why she remains muteris to her husband. But vis-a-vis the boa, we view it as a bia. And therefore, that's what the Tosh Yishonim says, halacha l'maisa. Klapi himself, it's a znus of arayis. It's considered to be shame boyo. And the truth of the matter is that halacha l'maisa, the only reason why you're muteris is the din of what echel l'baal v'echel l'boyo, according to the Tosh Yishonim. But the truth of the matter is, vis-a-vis himself, he is considered to be a boyo. The reason why he's not chayiv misa, the reason why we assume halacha l'maisa is chayiv misa is because in Dini Yisrael, halacha l'maisa is considered to be, he would have been chayiv as well. So in other words, it's only considered to be as a behemah vis-a-vis l'maisa when he was what? When he was a goy and when he was mezane. It doesn't affect her marriage to her husband. So he's like a straw man. But vis-a-vis himself, it's considered to be like he is a boil. It was a bia. And therefore, since it was a bia, it's a bona fide bia. And therefore, halach lamaisa, theoretically lamaisa, if it wasn't for echel abal, he would have been aser. But echel abal is mutter. But it happens to be, if Yisrael theoretically would have been done it, would have been chayiv misa in the mele, when he converts, he'll still be chayiv misa. Okay? You follow and you're making a split, it's hard. I want you to get it. It's like a split between himself and vis-a-vis the marriage of this Jewish couple. Vis-a-vis himself, he is a poil. And it is considered a snus. And the only reason why it didn't create an issue is because echad labal, echad labal. But if a Jew would have done it, it would have been chayiv. And that's why if he converts, he's still chayiv misa. Okay, Daniel, you follow me? That's the split that you have to make. L'mais. That's what Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say. So I want you guys to get this mahalo. This is critical. Yes, go ahead, Ezra.
Just a few questions.
Yeah, real quick, because we've got so much to do. Go ahead.
A goy shen is gayer, so that means that all of his chatayim that he did as a guy now translate into him being a Jew, and he's chayiv in all of them?
Gershon is gayer normally means he's totally born new. But for certain areas, it doesn't erase the slate clean. So, like if he had kids as he's a goy, for puruvu, he's yotze puruvu. The Gemara says, you know, Vama Sam Pateism and off. I'm using that as an example. This is another example you don't say Gershon Yiskayer. Where when he was Mezane, we would kill him. Because if a Jew would have done it, he would have been killed. So when he converts, he's still Chayim.
He wasn't Jewish then, though.
Doesn't make a difference, though. But, you know, Goy's Mitzuv in the Shiva Arayas, too. But that's not the litmus test. The litmus test, what would be the din in Dini Yisrael? So that's the halacha here. The halacha is, and that's the Hezber is, that halacha l'maisa, it's always what depends upon in Dini Yisrael. Let me read you the Lashon. Ha'ima aveir shasa yaveir shachayim l'maisa gam b'dini Yisrael. If it's an aveira gam b'dini Yisrael, lo nishtan adin l'akshin yiskayr. V'im b'dini Yisrael ain't zu aveira, then he's not chayim misa. He would be chayim misa. If it is not chayim misa, then nishtan adin u'pata. So therefore, when he's ba'al ha'esh yisis, a goy in Yisrael, a ba'al ha'esh yisar chayim misa. Right? A goyna Yisrael and Baal Eishes is a chay misa. Therefore, lo nishtan edino when there's a geirus and he's chay misa. Mashek when his Baal Eishes goy, bedini Yisrael is not chayiv. So therefore, when he changes his din to be a geir, he also shouldn't be chayiv. Okay.
Again, also,
yeah, go ahead.
Also, just two more things. Mordechai was a kohen, right? So can we just explain about it?
I don't think he was a kohen, no. Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin. How could he be a kohen?
Oh, that's right. No, he was
from Binyamin, okay, from Shaul. But that went live.
And
it's
also,
not
also if he's... why do we have the pasuk? If we're saying that if she does a beratzon,
yes,
and she's putter, then why do we need to have the whole pasuk?
She does a beratzon. What do you mean?
We said she does a beratzon. She's mutter to her bowel and the bowl right now, what we're saying.
According to this mahalach in Rabbeinu Tam, she's shown him in the Miri. Yes.
So according to the mahalach, why do you need to have the specific pasuk by ones when she's nenas? That
was by a Jew. That was if a Jew rapes her. That was if a Jew rapes her. A goy, it's a separate din. If a goy is beratzon with her, she's done with terrorists. We have to takash check the din alach lamais. I didn't get a chance because now that we're saying this mahalach, it's a machlokes. Yesterday we said if we were poskim, everyone agrees she's a surah labala. Now today we open up, we see the media that tells you Shonim has a mahalach from Benam shetakim with terrorists. So we have to see the din how we poskim. My impression is that she'll be usher, but it's hard for me to imagine that if she's mezana beratzon with a goy, she remained with terrorists. But this is a sheet that we're finding now within Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we got this mahalach. This is the first mahalach. You got it, Yosef? Okay, should we write it? I'm sure you got it in your notes, but I'm just going to write it again. Toysi Shishonim, Umi Iri, Bipshat, Bishitus, Rabbeinu Tam, hold, Shat Bishitus Rabbeinu Tam, hold Muteris, Afilu Labailu. Afilu Labailu, Legabi Bias Akum. Afilu Labailu, Legabi Bias Akum, Afilu Baratzel. Of course it's Baratzel. Legabi Bias Akum. We know it's Baratzon. I don't even have to write that. Okay? B'Yisach. Because Ratzon by Yisrael, who's an onus muteris. Okay, we got it clear? Ellie, clear? Okay. Daniel, you got me? Let's take this a step further now, guys. We must elaborate now on the topic at hand, the issue of karkoyim. Okay? Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of Shir, where does Karkolim appear in Shas? The Gemara in Sanhedrin and I and Dalin and Bez I gave you. Esther before Hesiavoy. How could she live with Akashirish? Everyone knew about it. Maram Shik, we said yesterday, says, well, as long as everyone knows about it, there's a din of Kanoim Pogambo. Obviously, you can only kill them when you actually see them. It's all theoretical, living together. But it is all luck of Kanoim Pogambo if everyone knows about it. If the neighborhood knows about it, they know that a Jewish man is living with a shik, so it could be a din of Kanayim Pogamol. You can only kill them if you actually see them. But it could be a lach of Kanayim Pogamol, of course, with Divrei Kabbalah. One of the rayas might be from that Gemara. Esther's before Hesiavoy. They didn't see them actually be together, but everyone knew that she was with them. Correct? Maybe it's a raya for the Maram Shik. It could be that it's a raya, that's the raya he brings. Okay? Then we said, that's another topic we have to discuss another time, Kanayim Pogamol. At greater length. But Lamaisa, we touched upon it yesterday. Now, what are the two answers in that Gemara? Esther was before Hesiavoy. Abaye says what? Abaye says Karkolim. Rava says Hanos Atzmo. Let's focus on Abaye's Pshat, Karkolim. I want to note to you the following. If I would ask you, remember we said, according to Rabbi Shlomo Eger's crystallization, who used Karkolim as a patur for giving a rise? The Rivam. Rabbeinu Tam denied it, right? Didn't Rabbeinu Tam deny it? But doesn't the Gemara say it? Doesn't the Gemara say Karkolim? Why does Rabbeinu Tam not use Karkolim? So if you want to be a literalist, I would say that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold the Karkolim because it's a baye. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam and Abaye and Rav argue, and only Hanos Atz was a patur. Maybe Karkolim is not a patur. And we're going to see, Blineder, the Rambam never once mentions Karkolim. Now, Reb Chaim has a shot, we'll see. But maybe you could be a literalist and say the Rambam didn't hold Lamaisa like Karkolim because Abaye said it. Now, we mentioned that Tosfos obviously didn't agree with this, the Rivam. Because the Rivam, Tosfos all over Shas, in Sanhedrin, in Yuma, all over Shas, Artosis uses Karkolim. The Rivam uses Karkolim. He obviously learns like who, Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the Shulchan Aruch we mentioned yesterday, that Rav and Abaye do not argue. They're just giving different answers. But each one of them hold like each other, and you could say it halach lamais. Okay? Fine. Now this opens the door for us to be masbir. What exactly is going on with the Karkolim and what the nature of this din is. So let's get it. Okay? Firstly, the svara that I gave you in Tosos and in Sanhedrin and Yuma is as follows. There is a halacha of Yarek Val Yavor and the three cardinal sins. What's the reason why by Ritzich we say Yarek Val Yavor? It's a svara. How do you know your blood is redder than his? Guy takes a gun to my head and says, kill him or I'm going to kill you. I can't kill him to save my life. Who says my blood is redder? It's a svara. What's the din by Gili Arias? We're makish Gili Arias to what? To Ritzich. Okay? We're makish Gili Arias to Ritzich. Just like Yarek Val Yavor by what? Ritzichas, who say the same thing. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, live with this Ashishis, I have to let myself be killed. And how do you know by Avodah Zarah? Even to give up my soul, I'm not going to do Avodah Zarah. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, bow down to that idol, I have to let myself be killed. Three dinim. You got it? Yarek Val Yavor. Tosvos in three places. By us, in Sanhedrin, and in Yuma, uses this notion of karka olam in a very, very extreme way, and uses it in a manner where you have to do a maisa. And I'm going to add on the rush too as well. If you do a maisa, then we say yarog v'yavo. Yarog v'al yavo. You do a maisa, you're chayiv. You don't do a maisa if you're shei v'al tase, then you don't have to give up your life. Putter. You don't have to give up your life. He's literal about it, guys. Mamish literal. It's unbelievable. Let me add another Tosas and Shas. Tosas Sanhedrin, Tosas Yuma, Tosas Psachim, Chafheim and Beis, on the top Tosas. Those three Tosas. Okay? Those three Tosas say Befeirish. Jeremy, if you do a Maisa, you've got to let yourself be killed. If you're passive, you don't. Let me give you two examples. One example regarding Ritzicha, and number two example about Gili Arias. Number one example about Ritzicha. Let's say someone says, "I'm going to shoot you unless I if I jump you. I want to push you off the roof, and you're going to fall on a baby, and the baby will die, but you'll remain alive. If you don't do it, I'm going to kill you." That's what a guy says to me. "I'm going to push you off this roof. The baby's down there. You'll fall on the baby will die, God forbid. You won't. Otherwise, if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you." Basically, what to crystallize it, Jacob, you're a bullet. You're a bullet. You're a bullet. If you don't let yourself be a bullet, he's going to kill you. What's the din? Tosso says, in Sachin, you'll get it down. He says, you're not doing a Maisa. You are Karka Olam. You are Putter.
What that?
Chof Heimid Beis, the top Tosos. The Feirish. Okay? Tosos on Chof Heimid Beis. Okay? Unbelievable. You got that, Shalom? He's a bullet. You're not doing a Maisa, you are Putter. I'll give you another example. Tosos uses the Svar of Karka Olam, so I'm just going to say the Tino case. Number two, Tosus, and I hope you saw the rush by us. The rush is in Simon what? Was it Simon Dalet? I think it was Simon Dalet, no? Yeah. What does the rush say? Amazing. What does the rush say, Ezra? He says an amazing thing. There is a Gemara that says, Ein Kishu El Ladas, right? We'll say Legabi the Ish. Legabi the Ish. Ish. There's a halacha that says, Ein kishu el adas. The kishui. Everyone knows the meaning of the kishui. In order for the man to live with her, he has to have a kishui. Right? Has to elevate. The makom sneis. Right? And therefore what? Ein kishui el adas. So what happens if the man had a kishui for his wife, and they pull him away from his wife, and they put him on an eshesish? What's the din in that case? Do you have to let yourself be killed, Eli? No, putter. Those extreme cases, it's unbelievable. If the litmus test, do you do a maisa, then yarek val yavor. If you're not doing a maisa, then you're putter. And he applies the din of karka olam to a man. He just gave you an example. Now, if he was miskasha for the eshes ish, and they force him on her, as the rush says, then he has to give up his life. Because En Kishu El Ladas, he did that willingly. Therefore, he has to let himself be killed. But in the case was Niskashel Ishtoi, and they took him away and put him on the Ishish Ishapater. That's to the degree that Tosus takes this. That Karkolim is so what? It's active, then you have to give up your life. If you're passive, then you are Pater. The bullet case and the case of what? The bullet case and the case of En Kishu El Das for a man. And for that matter, what about a woman? Anytime the woman is mizana and not baratzen, of course, you can't say karkolim all the time, then how could you ever execute a woman that's mizana baratzen? But if a woman is raped or has to go perhaps against her will to live with the man, even though, and we're going to get to that now, this could be lemaisa. In fact, Tosus has the girsa. Afnar marasa yahari v'yavar perisha bo'al v'hiti bo'av lo tehari. The karkolim. Tosus says she's always karkolim in cases of duress, cases of onus. Okay? So lemaisa, you have tinok and ish, and Tosus always requires lemaisa. Sheva al-tasa, you're going to be putter, because that's the din of karkolim. He applies in the case of Ritzicha. He applies in the case of what? In the case of Gilia Arias as well. And in the case of Ish, where the case of Niskasha, right? Case of Kasha Ishto, we'll say. And the case of what? Zorkin ala Behem. Okay? Zorkin ala Tino, rather. Okay? And the third case, in Isha, that was Onis, of course. Okay. Now, where does this come from? Where does this come from? What do you say? Where does it come from? It comes from Nara Murasa. What does it say by Nara Murasa? Ki kasher yakum ish arei rotzocha nefesh ken adavar zeh. Ritzicha, you're not mechuyev to give up your life b'shev al tase. So too Gilia Arias, the woman plays a passive role, therefore she's karka olam. Okay? So that's what I want you to get. He uses a svar of karka olam, and he plugs it in that it applies by Gilia Arias. Applies by Ritzicha and also applies by Gilia Arias. Now there's another theory that's very close to it. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. This is the Tosus in Maseches Yuma. It's a little different. Some could say it means the same thing, but I'll tell you why it's a little different. The svara of this Tosus is that the heter of Karka Olam comes from the Pasuk. What does it say by Gilia Arias? It's a kishashirakum ish areiro tzachanev shkina davar zeh. How does the Torah describe murder? How does the Torah describe murder? It's a ritzicha biyadayim. The pasuk by ritzicha is talking about a ritzicha biyadayim. So he brings it back to the pasuk. So if the pasuk is talking about ritzicha biyadayim, the Gilia Arias also requires. Also, because the Gilia Arias is compared to Ritzicha in the Pasuk, Gilia Arias also needs Maisa Biyadayim. Okay? It's the same end result. The question is how you get to it. And it's clear in Tosin Yuma that it's different than the first reasoning. It's not the same as the first reasoning. That's the way Tosin Yuma clearly understood that the two separate reasons. Because the Pasuk said Beferish, a Hekish. But it says when a guy gets up on his friend and kills him, Maisa Biyadayim. So too, by Gilia Arias, it's only a problem and it's a Maisa Biyadayim. So it flows from the Pasuk. Here it was just focusing more on the Svar of Karka Olam. Okay? And once Karka Olam is not a problem in a Shev Al Tase form by Ritzicha, so too by Gilia Arias as well. So the difference is that it's in how you learn it out. Tosin Yevamis and Nundalmanav seems to say it's all one reason. You get it down. Tosin Yevamis and Nundalmanav, but the Tosin Yehuma views it as a separate reasoning. Okay, that's number two theory of Karka Olam. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Daniel.
Does this extend to Avodah Zarah or not?
You guys tell me. What did the Rush say? Thank you for reminding me. What did the Rush say by us? The Rush gave a case where a guy went ahead and pushed me down, God forbid. He mamish pushed me down physically in front of the idol. What's the din in that case? Kofif komiso. I brought my Rush. What does he say? I'm glad I brought the Rush. He says it right here. Guy has a chutzpah, he goes ahead and can go and cuff a muscle, the shtach lo was chum. Mamish pushes me. What's the luck in that case? Potter, I don't have to give myself up. Because I'm like a bullet in that case. Okay? Yes, Natano.
With regard to Shev El Tasa, if you have a baby that's a woman who's giving birth, and the baby's on the verge of killing the mother, Hasbashal,
That's called a rodef, the Rambam writes.
But is, yeah, isn't that going to be shaved? Isn't the baby shaved off? It's not doing anything. So why would it be hived?
You mean the it's like rodef in a shamayim, the Rambam writes.
Yeah.
So you're saving the mother's life. It's a rodef in a shamayim. You're saving the mother's life. But once the baby comes out, that's it. You can't make a decision. Okay? You cannot make a decision. Rodef, the only one who can make the decision is the mother. The mother could kill the baby to save her own life, but no one else can make that decision if the baby came out already. Okay? If it's a case, then it's a rodef. That's why abortions also, because there's no rodef, right? In a case where regular abortion is a problem, right? We hold one of three surahs. Isser Ritzicha, Isser Kabbalah, Rama Isser Ritzicha, Ran Isser Kabbalah, Hutzasser Lovatol, according to Yaakov Emden. Three Mahalta Mayatzasser. But for a goy to do it, it's Chayv Nisan in the Gemara. It's Chayv Nisan basis Bezdin. For Yisrael, it's also but Chayv Nisan Shamayim. Okay? All right. One sec, Ezra. Okay? Real quick, go ahead.
I just didn't understand the second shot.
No, the second shot just brings it back to the pasuk. This is just al pisvara karka olam is a lack of a meisah, and you require a meisah. You require a meisah to be over nisar ritzicha, and karka olam is passive, so do passive by gilui arayos and my avodah zara too. Let's write that down. Avodah zara would be what of Ovid avodah zara kofef kumasa, kofef, right kumasa. Guy forces me to bow down. Okay? This shot is a little different, Ezra, because it's going back to the pasuk. Because it says in the Chumash by Ritzich, it says, Kasher Yakum Ishari Ritzach Nefesh, that the pasuk mandates Maisadim, not through a Svara. The pasuk mandates it's got to be Maisadim. And since we're Makish Gilarais to Ritzicha, the Gilarais requires a Maisad as well. So it's a slight difference, like I said, in the pasuk, right? If you ever look at that pasuk, it's amazing. You know, I always thought it's very remarkable to me. It's one of the, I think, that pasuk is screaming that, of course we believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh, or package deal. But that pasuk, it's like, it's unbelievable. The pasuk says, Ki asher kum ish are tzach ha-nevesh kena davar hazeh. It compares it to Gilui Arayos. It says, Kasher yakum ish are tzach ha-nevesh kena davar hazeh. It's comparing Gilui Arayos and a murder in the same pasuk. No one was talking about murder in that pasuk. All of a sudden, the Torah brings in murder. It's talking about Na'am Arasa being raped. And then it says, like Kenan Dabrazet, Lugabi murder. Who's talking about murder? The Torah's trying to teach you a din. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the Kiddush. Okay, that's the second Mahalach. Yes, Yosef.
Where's the first Mahalach
in Tosfos? This is Tosfos in Yuma, Pei Beis, Sanhedrin and Dalaman Beis, and also in Psachim. Chaf Heyim base, because Tosim Sochem says the Girsha should be Yehareg Val Yavor.
What is it, Tosim Yavomis?
In Pei Beis. Pei Beis in the base.
In Yavomis also?
No. Tosim Yavomis about what?
Tosim
Yavomis has it as one reason. It has it as one reason. Tosim Yavomis Nundal. Tosim Yavomis Nundal has it as one reason. Okay? Tosim Yavomis has it as one reason in Nundal and Amanalf. Top of the Yom. Okay, but Lamaisa. Because the gear says Yehareg Val Yavor, not Tehareg Val Tavor, because the woman is never Chayiv in the case of Na'am Rasa. Remember, tell you the gear says, okay? Yes, Daniel.
Yeah, according to Malach, it says it's a Hekesh.
It's always a Hekesh. The Gemara it says it's a Hekesh.
No.
Oh, you mean the Svara?
It has to be
yes.
Hekesh.
No.
So by Avodah Zarah.
Same din, it would be the same. It's just a slight difference.
You still have to kill yourself, like
No, you wouldn't have to. Why? Same thing. Because the same thing, halacha lamaisa.
Because if you only learn from a hikish for...
You're making a good point. You're making it, but the din is the same. I understand. But the din is the same, Yarag Val Yavor, by all three. So you're asking, good, if you bring it back to the pasuk, maybe it's a little different. Pashup shot not. Okay? That's what I'm saying. It's a slight difference, like having the Makor. It's actually a very sharp point we're saying. Hear what he's saying? Daniel's saying maybe according to this, it's only should be limited to Gilui Arayos and Ritzicha, because the pasuk compares the two. Avodah Zarah had a different pasuk, so maybe in a case where they're forced, maybe you have to. But the pasuk says that this thing would be the same. It's a sharp point. Okay. There's a third svara now. Amazing, and I never thought about this, guys. I want you to get this, okay? And this actually brings us to a little subtopic that we'll quickly do, but it requires a separate shiur for it, but let's mention it briefly. The Ramban and the Chedushia Ran and Sanhedrin Ayin Dalin Beis, but it's the Ritva I gave you. Amazing. The Ritva says an amazing thing here. Dibra Maskil Mishum Diketsnius. Mishum Diketsnuos. What does he say? The Masin Nafshayu Likatol Vasil De Sakonin. I wrote the whole Dibra Maskil in the Marvel Kindness. Right? What did the Ritva say? Amazing thing. The Ritva says, I don't understand this. He says, even if these women will give up their lives, they're going to force themselves the non-Jew hegemon on them, no matter what they're going to be lived with. So what's the point? She's not mitzvah to give up her life. Belav hachi, they're going to do the aveir anyway. She doesn't have a choice. He's going to force himself on her. So Mameila, if that's the case, that's the pshat of Karka Olam. Karka Olam is, even if she fights the guy, it's not going to help. That's what the pshat of Karka Olam means. You understand what I'm saying? Even if she fights the guy. This is the Ritva, Ramban, Ritva, and the Chedushi Aran. Yeah, they say the one, it's not going to help. Lo yo'il. Lo yo'il. He afal pi kein. Afal pi kein. He's going to what? He's going to live with her. Who ma'anis her. He's going to live with her against his will. So what's the point? That's the tour of Karka Olam. She's Karka Olam. She has no choice. So why should she give up her life? She's going to give up her life so she won't live with the guy? He's going to end up living with her. He's going to force himself on her.
Not if she commits suicide, though.
You're jumping the gun. Okay, but you got it? That's the shot of Karka Olam. What's the point? It's a whole new spin on Karka Olam. There's no point in giving up her life. You hear me, Jeremy? It's a whole new shot. So the Shita Mekubetza says, I don't like this shot. Because what was the Sakon in our Gemara? That the snuos are going to give up themselves to life. To Misa. It says, Aslan Vetkatala. They are going to die. But I thought you just told me they're not going to get killed. That's what the Shita asks on this shot. Please get it down. They're not going to get killed. So what do you mean to tell me that they're going to give up their lives and they end up getting killed? They're not going to get killed. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is exactly what you just said, Ezra. That's what he says. The Teretz is that the Tznuos are going to kill themselves so that before the Goy lives with them. Okay? That's how he says Pshat. Now, you could argue and say that they would force themselves on her and then they'll kill him afterwards. That you could say, but if you look in the Ran closely, he writes the Farish that they'll be honest them, and then they'll walk away. They won't kill him. I'll read you his Lashon. Sha'achar she'efshar la'nososah ba'korcha la'asos ba'maisa ma'tawil in timsar atzma la'ariga. Halo ya'argua. He's not going to kill her. Ela she'asa ba'maisa ba'korcha. So la'maisa, you can't just say he's going to live with her and then kill her. No. Once he lives with her, that's it. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is going to kill themselves. So that's an amazing shot. Is that right or wrong? So we got this first shot, Meir Sukla. There's a whole new shot in Karka Olam. Lo yo'il. It's not going to work. It's like it waters it down. It's not a din. Karka Olam is no longer a din. It's just saying it doesn't work. There's no point in giving up your life. Because she's going to be honest anyway. So if that's the case, what's the shot in the Gemara? Does she ask that they're going to die? The shot is that they're going to kill themselves. Now, is that okay? Is that okay? We hold, basically, that Ma'abed Atzim L'das, the Psikta Rabasi, says it's an Isser of Ritzicha. Lo Tirzach Lo Tit Ratzeach. That Ma'abed Atzim L'das, which means suicide, is an Isser of Ritzicha. That's what the Psikta Rabasi says. So if someone takes a gun to my head and says, kill yourself or I'm going to kill you, I have to let myself be killed. I can't do it. Even if one argues on that, even if someone argues on that, Psikta Rabasi, Minchas Chinuch has a whole discussion, it's definitely Usr Ma'abed Atzmal Das, whether it's an Isser Ritzich or not, it's definitely Usr. So the question is, This is a major question. Can a person be Ba'av and Atzal Adas to save yourself from doing the three cardinal sins? That's what's happening here. The way the Shita is Masber this din. I'll just write the Shita that says Yahargu L'Atzman. Targu it's Atzman. You don't understand the Kashan and Teretz you have in your notes. Targu is Atzman. Is that mutter what they're doing? So we generally assume not. Al pi halacha, you're never allowed. If a guy takes a gun to my head and says, live with that Ashishish, or bow down to the Avodah Zarah, or kill someone, can I kill myself to get out of it? No, we possibly no. There are a few Gemaras and Shas that seem to allow it. I don't know if you're familiar with the Tisha B'Av Gemara and Gittin, the Chesim and Beis. You know, those young boys and girls are going to be sodomized on the boat, and they jumped over the boat, and they killed themselves to save themselves from doing that. And the Gemara says they were tzaddikim. The Gemara on the bottom of that same moment says it was a mother who lost her seven sons. She went up to the roof, jumped off the roof, Baskol came out and said, Ema b'nim smecha. There are Gemaras that seem to say that it wasn't wrong. Okay? But as I said, we don't paskin like it. You know, there's a whole story in history of Masada, what the Yidim did. They were ma'abed atzmon l'das. Did they do right or wrong? So we generally assume al pi halacha, like I said, we can't judge anybody. But al pi halacha, we don't allow it. There is a Shita Mekubetzis later on Lamed Gimel and Beis in Eilun Aris in the third parak when it discusses Hanani Mishal Vazaria. There's a Shita Mekubetzis there on Lamed Gimel and Beis, you get down, that has a Shchidish Nifla, that if a person will be kept alive and tortured constantly, he'll be kept alive and tortured constantly, would you be allowed to be Ba'abed Atzma L'das? Okay?
Who is this?
The Shita Mekubetzis on Lamed Gimel Beis discusses if you be kept alive and tortured, L'maisa, are you allowed to transgress the Gimel of Eiris? There seems to be a line in the Shita Mekubetzis that it's mutter on Lamed Gimel Beis, which again is a Chiddush Nifla, which again I don't think we paskin. You're never allowed to do the Gimel of Eiris, ever. But he has this Chiddush that if you're kept alive and tortured, maybe be allowed to, including Ma'abed Atzma L'das. It's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, but like I said, we don't paskin like number one and number two. Number one, they'd be able to Ma'abed Atzma L'das to save yourself. Number two, in the case where you'd be constantly tortured. You follow me? I do want to know, there is a Tosfos Yeshanim, not a Tosfos Yeshanim, a Das Kenim Balei HaTosfos, on the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, Achas Dimchem. You know what Achas Dimchem L'Nashosechem Edrosh? Tosus is Das Kenbala Tosus quotes a story during the times of the Crusades that they were taking little boys and girls and taking them for Catholicism, taking them for Avodah Zarah, and a Rav issued a psak. They were killing their own kids to save the kids from going off. Can you imagine that? And the other Rav said, you better stop this psak, or that Rav would die a Misu Mishuni, he said to him. And he died a Misu Mishuni, a strange death, because he didn't stop the psak. So we never take the matters in our hands and engage in the Gimel of Eiris, even in such situations. He quotes this pasuk. He says, Im Tomar, this is on Gimel and Beis. He says, the Shita says, Im Tomar, Kedina Yoso, Hach Es Dimchel Nasa, Edo, Shokha Fulu Kishol Ben Kish, Tomal Ach. She shouldn't kill herself. Right? She shouldn't kill herself. So it's an amazing, this Shita Mekubetzis seems to be allowing it. We don't paskin like it. So it's an amazing way of reading the Gemara regarding this din. Okay? So we got this chlor. This is the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay, now let's take this even further now. Within Karkol. Okay? Let's take this even further, and then we have to get to the Rambam. Okay? What are the three states where a woman could be Mezana? What are the three states? Beratzon. Certainly we don't say Karkolim when a woman's Mezana. She's Mezana, then Mesral, we kill her. We execute. What's two? I'm going to call two Pikuach Nefesh. What's Pikuach Nefesh? Where the physical act might be baratzon, but the reason why you're doing it is to save people. You got that? The physical act might be brought to you, but the reason why you're doing it is to save people. Okay? That's why you're doing it. And number three, of course, is onus. An actual rape. Now, we know carcolum will apply to number three. It doesn't apply to number one. Do we say carcolum in number two? What do you say? Well, we say carcolum in number two, where the actual B is baratzon, but you're doing it because you're saving people. So this is a major machloikis, okay? It's poshup shot in the Ma'arik. Poshup shot in the Ma'arik, the way he discusses it.
We just said a question, with the B is baratzon, but it was...
If it's baratzon, no din karkolim, right? No doubt. She was mizana, we'd kill her with anim and asra. If it's bonus, that's karkolim, Mer Simcha, if you're going with the rivam, which we are today. The middle case is the question where the actual bia was brought to me. You did it because you want to save people's lives. Like Esther. Mordechai asked Esther to go to Achashverosh and have bia with him baratzon in order to save Klal Yisrael. What was the heter? So the Ma'arik in Shorash Kuf Samach Zion says it's pikuach nefesh of Klal Yisrael. He says. Plus the fact the Ma'arik adds on the prat to karka olam haisa. So we want to say the following, halacha lemaisa, that according to the Ma'arik, even though she physically lived with him baratzon, but she went in against her will, that's called karka olam, according to the Ma'arik. We got that? That's what we want to say according to the Ma'arik. And I gave you the Reb Shlomo Eger in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gilyon Marasha on the side of the page in Yordaya, Kufnun Zion, which is the Simen. If you guys didn't get a chance, please, the Rambam Pirkei Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, you got to go through. I want you to read through the whole thing. And also, Mechaber Ramah, Shach Taz, Kufnin Zayin. Maybe I should photocopy for you the whole Shulchan Aruch, Kufnin Zayin. How many Sifim is it? I don't know. It's not so long, is it? I don't think so. So we have to go through it. We've got to become Bekim in it. So what do you see? So Reb Shlomo Eger says also that this is the Din, the Karkom applies. So let's get it down. The Ma'arik identifies... Number two is being pikuach nefesh, being karkolim too. Ma'arik and Reb Shlomo Eger, right? Ma'arik and Reb Shlomo Eger. They both say that you can say karkolim and number two as well. Karkolim, okay? There it is. Now who argues on this? Who argues on this and says that this case cannot be called karkolim? So if you look in the Ran and the Meiri and Sanhedrin and Ayandalan base, and the Shittim Gebetzah quotes it right here. It's clear that Karkolim was only said in the case of a rape, onus, and not in Bikuch Nefesh. Just like the Noda Behuda says, because she did go in there Miratzon, she was the Bia was Miratzon, they weren't forcing her in the Maisa, therefore it's not called Karkolim. It's like we consider as if she did the Maisa. Okay? So let's write down the Meiri. And the Ran say no. Miri, the Ran argue, and they say lo nikra karka olam. It is not called karka olam. The nikra karka olam. Interesting. It's not called karka olam. Okay? Now, I hope you saw in some of those Tosafim, why didn't Mordechai just divorce Esther, if you assume they were married? Because he was afraid they would hear about it, and then he'd get killed that they were married. So that's what Taisa says in Megillah, Tevavim, and Aleph. That's what he said. I think it was in Yuma, right? In Yuma he said it. No, in Sanhedrin. I think he said in Yuma also that he was scared that people would hear if he would divorce because Get has a cold. Okay, so we have this major machloikis. Now, the truth of the matter is, Rev Shmuel Rozovsky writes that Taisa in Sanhedrin and in Yuma holds that that case is also called Karka Olam. That's what he wants to tiny, because even Pikuach Nefesh, there's a heter of Karka Olam. So he wants a tiny. Shmuel Rozovsky says that Taisus holds that it's also called Karka Olam. So we'll write down, he wanted to prove it's also Taisus, corner of Shmuel Rozovsky, Taisus Biyuma, and in Sanhedrin, also holds that it's called Karka Olam. Okay, there's just a heter, halacha lemaisa, and therefore Karka Olam is considered to be what? A heter of karkolim. Even Pikuach Nefesh is a heter of karkolim. That's the Chiddush. Okay, so we got this. So I want you to get this down. Very important. Now, Daniel was medayek. he thought, I think he's right, that Artosis happens to argue on that. Because Artosis, you remember when he got to Yael, Yael was that situation. She did it to save Klal Yisrael, to live with Sisera. But the Maisa was Baratzon, right? Do you call that Karkolim? So did Tosus call that Karkolim? Tosus said, no, the Gemara never calls it Karkolim. No. Doesn't answer Karkolim, because the Gemara wasn't asking, you know, why didn't she give herself up? Right? You know what, Daniel? You could say Fum Fakir. You could say, he's just saying technically the Gemara didn't say Karkolim. Technically the Gemara, but theoretically you would say Karkolim in a what? I think you could say that Tyson would be in line with the other Tyson. Now, technically, the Gemara didn't bring in Karkolim because Gemara wasn't asking him, but theoretically, you could call that Karkolim in the Pikuach Nefesh case. So I think you could say our Tyson goes with the other Tyson. No, he's just saying technically. No, if in fact he was threatening her life and she lived with them, right? The Gemara wasn't asking how could she live with them because he wasn't trying to kill her. But if he was trying to kill her and kill all the Jews like Achashverosh, right, then Lamaisa would have been called Karkolim. I'm not sure if he can medayik. Okay, I think in fact Tisus might be like the other Tisus. Achashverosh, she was going in there to live with him because why? To save Klal Yisrael. She also was living with him to save Klal Yisrael, right? She was also living with him in Kolos, but that wasn't the topic of the Gemara. If that would have been the topic of the Gemara, we would have called it Karkolim. You follow what I'm saying? So Lamais, I think you could say Tyson Yavamis, Tyson by us is like the Tyson over there. The two toes. Okay. So we got that clear now. It's interesting. Shmuel Rozovsky wants to be Mechadesh that Pikuach Nefesh, and this is the Chiddush, Pikuach Nefesh, the heter of the soul from the Pikuach Nefesh, we don't say the heter of Karka Olam, is not because of the note of Yehuda. Not because of the note of Yehuda, it's not called Karka Olam. But it is called Karka Olam, but the heter of Karka Olam is not said in the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is nidche because of Gili Arayis. Therefore, it's nidche legamri, even in the case you're not doing a maisa. Even in the case you're not doing the maisa. Okay, so you could say one of two ways. In other words, does Karka Olam exist in number two or not? So according to the sheet is that it doesn't. Why doesn't it? Because we don't call that Karka Olam. Because the bia was Baratzel. You're just doing it to save Klal Yisrael. That's one shot. That's the note of beauty. The other shot of Shmurazovsky is that the heter of Karka Olam is not Nemar, but Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh loses out to Gili Arayis, and therefore it's Nindachim Legamri, even in an Ofen where you're not doing a Maisa. Only in an Onis can you be Mechalakin Osa Maisa and Karka Olam. Okay, so I want you to get that down. Again, you can say it in one of two ways, El. Again, there's a machlokish and Rishonim are proving whether by Pikuach Nefesh is there a Ptur of Karka Olam or not. Karka Olam. Is there a Ptur of Karka Olam or not? So one svar is to say it's not called Karka Olam because you're physically doing it for Ratzel. That's the note of Yudas svar. The other svar is no. It could very well be that there is no heter of Karka Olam. There is no heter of Karka Olam halacha lamaisa. It might be called Karka Olam, but there's no heter of Karka Olam in Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh loses out to give the rise, then you're done. Even if you're not doing a mice. That's a fancier way of saying it. Okay? There's one other Nakuda though I want to mention that Ma'arik. And let's get it. Interesting Shiloh. Interesting. What happens? Note of Yehuda discusses in your day, Simakuf Samachal, quotes Meshush to Chuvis. The Chuvis Beis Yaakov, if a group of people are captured, is it mutter for the woman to seduce the robbers that she should have beer with them in order to save the men? The Ma'arik says it's mutter to save the general public, and the Noam Yehuda argues and says that's only for saving Klal Yisrael as a whole. Mehodu ad Kush, to save a group of men is usher. And he says the heter of Esther also was Baruch HaKodesh. It was for that time and that time alone. And don't make halachic decisions based on that. That's another nekuda. Even if you want to say like the Ma'arik, halacha lemaisa, that it is called Karka Olam, and it, number two is called Karka Olam, that's only if you're saving Klal Yisrael. Not if you're saving only a group of people, says a no to be Yehuda. Okay, so we got this mahalach down clear. You got it? This is the Chiddush that we want to suggest. Yes?
Who is
Chalik in the
with Ma'arik?
No to be Yehuda, in Madura, Tinyana, Yordea, Simen, Kuf, Samachalov. He's cholek on that nekuda. Okay, the truth is the Tosfos and the Yuma The Tosfos in the end of Yuma, Poshup Shat says, Mashmalini and Mrs. Basin, Chiluk ben Abin Maisel, Abin Maisel, Isha Barotzel, Chavs, Afagav, Dara Karkon. That Tosfos in Yuma and in Sanhedrin's Mashma that it's calls it Karkoil. Okay? Mashma calls it Karkoil, the Poshup Shat. Like the Ran and Meiri, and Rishmur Razovsky says Tosfos also as well, like I wrote. Okay. Is it called Karkoil or not? So we discussed the Svar of Karkoil and where we say Karkoil. But again, this is all according to the Rivam, correct? Rabbi Natan denied it. Karkoil doesn't get you out of Gilead Arias. Right? The issue was a goy. Biasakim was Kibbehim. Okay. Now this brings us now to the Shittas HaRambam. Okay? This brings us now to the Shittas HaRambam, which does everyone have the Reb Chaim? Everyone have the copy of the Reb Chaim? I'm going to give out those packets. Let's take a look at the Reb Chaim inside. Amazing Kiddush that we have to see here now. Okay? Let's see the Pshat. Now, to introduce this in the Machlokes Tin Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam, is Karkolim a Ptur? What is the story with other Rishonim? Let's get it down. Who holds like who? Rashi and Yuma, Dibra Maskel, Pei Bezim, Amtum Maskel, Naira holds like the Rivam. That Karkolim is a Ptur. He holds like the Rivam. Rabbeinu Chananel and Sochin learns like Rabbeinu Tam that Karkolim is not a Ptur. She has to give up her life. And the Ramam, as I said, never mentioned once Karkolim. So it could be the Yad HaMelech, Reb Chaim, and the Yad HaMelech, both write the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Chazanish says no Raya. Okay? Machlok is Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. What the Rambam held. Did the Rambam hold like Rabbeinu Tam or not? The Poshup Shot is that he learns like the Rabbeinu Tam. He never mentions Karkolim as a Ptur. Let's see the Reb Chaim.
That what? Rabbeinu Tam like that what?
Rabbeinu Tam holds that Karkolim does not pop you from Gilead Arias. She's mechuyev to give up her life. Okay? It only gets rid of Chilul Hashem. Okay, this is the first Shtikl Torah, guys, Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, in the Chibur and the Rambam. Okay? Let's see inside this halacha. Shalom, you got it? Let's see the Rambam. Let's see what he says. Perakei Aloch Aleph. How does the Rambam start in Perakei Aloch Aleph? Interesting itself, his language. Kol beis Yisroel mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem agor hazeh. Shenemar v'niktashti v'sok b'nei Yisroel. U'muzaren sh'lichalu shenemar v'lishchalu shem kodshi. He came achal shem kodshi. Keitze b'shash yomar goy v'ines Yisroel avor achad kol mitzvah samurus b'tara o yargeni yavor v'haya harik. Shenemar v'mitzvah shiyase som ha'odem v'chaybin l'shiyomus b'meis l'ovar z'm ischay ben afsho. Let's get down to Rambam sheet. The Rambam writes by the Shlosha Averis, Yarov Vayavor. What about by a ham sandwich? Someone takes a gun to my head and says, eat a ham sandwich, I'm going to kill you. In private. What's it then? Yavor Vayaharek. What happens if I'm machmir and I let myself be killed? Let's get it down. The Rambam writes, Mishayev Ben Afsho. The Rambam writes, Mishayev Ben Afsho. It's a terrible thing you did, Mishayev Ben Shamayim. Tosus in two places. Avodah Zarah and Chav Zayin and Beis and Nundalanam and Aleph. Tosus says, you could be machmer on yourself. Yesh lahachmer. You could be machmer on yourself. Yes. And you could die al Kiddush Hashem. Dr. Lamb once said, Shlita, that the Hezbollah might be, not completely, he just embellished, he said. Historic history of Halacha. The Rambam didn't have to deal with these shilas. So the Rambam said, the ham sandwich, why you have to let yourself be killed? But the Crusades try to break Yahadus. They live with it, the Bali Atisis. So you can understand their psak why people died al Kiddush Hashem for a ham sandwich. You understand what I'm saying? That wasn't the reason. Yeah, I said this over to Yeshivish guy. He says, oh, happy curses. First of all, it's not happy curses. Happy curses, he says. Why is it happy curses? Not happy curses. He understood that the Rambam got this decision because of where he was. He never dealt with those with this situation. And Tosfos dealt with it. That's why he passed on. Obviously, they learned the sugya differently. That's how they came. But there's no denial that where you live sometimes has sometimes a nafkamina and how you might pass on. based on osmosis. The example I like to give is a machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Yosef. Do you count a machal Shabbos nick in a minyan? Rav Moshe says yes. Used to be alcoholics, used to come into the Beis Medrash and put their hands around Rav Moshe and they say, "How you doing, Rabbi Feinstein?" He dealt with these fellows all the time. He didn't think they were something that couldn't be counted for a minyan. To Rebbe Yosef, a Machal Shabbos Nickers was like from space. He didn't deal with fellows like that. I'm not saying that's how they derived it through Halacha, but it chaps an afkamina sometimes. That's what Dr. Lamb was saying. That this Machloikis Ramam and Taisvis, Levisa, could you be Machmer on a Shar of Eris when the Halacha is Yavor Va'al Yaharek? Could you be Machmer and give up your life? That's what he wanted to say. He suggests it's a very, very good suggestion. It's not apikorsis. If you look and say something apikorsis, you'll say it's apikorsis. You can say anything is apikorsis if you look and say it. Not saying it's apikorsis. That's what the machloikis Rabbi Tais could based on what they learned in the sugyas. But there's no doubt. There's a notion of osmosis sometimes as a posek. You have to know who's asking the shiloh. Sometimes something's more behind the shiloh when someone asks a shiloh. Within this machloikis, I do want to point out, before we even start the Reb Chaim, guys, tomorrow's your 9 o'clock. Please, sliches. Sliches is still short, the sliches, right? Till Wednesday's a lot. So we should be able to make sure we get up on time. Daniel, 9 o'clock we have shir. 9 to 10, then we have another shir, 11 to 12. On the Yoni Shofar on the fourth floor. On the Yoni Shofar. Two shuru. I'm not going to say double heaven. But I just said it, right? Okay? The Torah. Just the Havdol of those, but it's the Torah, okay? So there's an interesting, the Mishnah Lamelech writes, I want you to get this machloikis. Interesting. He says, interesting case he has, there is a Toysis in Yavamis. Actually, a Toysis in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom Toysis, not the big Toysis that we did, the bottom Toysis talks about a case where the man said, if you don't cut this sapling on Shabbos, I'm going to kill you. Like I killed someone else. So what happened? Lamaisi refused to do it. The guy refused to do it. He got killed. This is Chol Shabbos. It wasn't one of the Shlosh Averis. Why did he let himself be killed? So you know what Tosha says? Please get it down. He says he wasn't a bucky in the din. He didn't know the din. That's Masha Tosha. That Tosha is holding like the Rambam. So the Mishnah Lamelech asks, why didn't Tosis say Lishitoso that he holds a Kami Machmer on the other Averis? Why do you have to stand in and say the guy was not a bucking and din? So he wants to say a Chiddush. I want you to get this. Of course Tosis knew his own Shita. But the Goy was Mechavin Lahanas Atzmo. When a Goy is Mechavin Lahanas Atzmo, remember we said any Avera that you do in public, in front of 10 people, you have to give up your life? If it's to break what? If it's to break Yadus, right? But if he's doing it, Lahanos Atzmo, it's usher to be Machmer, to die. Remember I wrote that on the board yesterday, that when it's in front of 10 Jews, you really only have to give up your life if he's trying to break Yadus? So he wants to say, if it's in front of 10 Jews, and he's doing it, Mechavin is Atzmo, it's Mamish, it's usher to be Machmer. It's usher to be Machmer. The halacha is what? That if he's trying to get you to Bechal Shabbos or eat the ham sandwich in front of 10 Jews, but he's doing Lanas Atmo, you cannot give up your life. And that's why Tulsa says he was not a Baki in the din. Normally, when can you be Machmir? When can you be Machmir, Ellie? If he takes a gun to my head in private and he says, eat this ham sandwich, then I can be Machmir. That's not Lanas Atmo. He's trying to break Yadus in that case, right? Individually. That I make sure then I could eat the ham sandwich. And I'm part of this onus. But if I want to die, Tosfos says in two places in Shas, I can die al Kiddush Hashem. But not if he's doing it in public, Lahanos Atzmo, that's usher. That's why Tosfos says, why did this guy let himself be killed? Because he didn't know the din. Okay? That's the Mishnah Melech on Halacha Dalet. Very interesting. Okay? And he says, that's the way the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, Fein Pasak Maran. Now the Shach says, in the name of the Bach, please get it, even the Farhesia, I'm not allowed to give up my life because he's doing it l'hanas atzmo. I'm not allowed to be machmer myself because he's doing l'hanas atzmo. And the Prisha argues. The Prisha says, Befarhesi, I'm allowed to. You got this? In other words, this Shtukal Torah saying is like this. In private, if he takes a gun to my head to try to have me eat the ham sandwich, Ezra, can I die, Al-Kid Hashem, if I want to be machmer? Yes, I can be l'chumra if he's trying to break Yagus. Mikra, then I could eat it. But if I want to be machmer, Tosfos in two places that I can, the Rambam says, I'm not allowed to. But within Tosfos, halacha l'maisa, there's a further machlokas, the shach, the name of the bach, against the Prisha. What happens if Farhesi is going to do it? L'hanas atzmo. So the shach in the name of the bach says, it's aser to be machmer, and the Prisha says, in Farhesi, I could do it. And I'm allowed to, and Tosfos obviously held, like the bach, that it's aser, and that's why Tosfos said the guy was not a buck in the din. That's the shtickle tur of this Mishnah L'melech. Okay?
The Shach and the Prisha were arguing within who?
Was the Shach in the name of the Bach are arguing against the Prisha in a case of Beferhesia when he does it L'hanas Atzmo. Can you be Machmer? The Shach and the Bach say you also cannot be Machmer, just like we said he can't be Machmer in private. And Tyson Sanhedrin is holding like that too. That's why Tyson says he wasn't a buck in the din. Bless you. The Prisha says it's Usser Beferhesia if he's doing it L'hanas Atzmo. Beferhesia it's Usser. But everyone's going to agree that if he's doing l'hanas atzmo in private, even the two Tosfos will say he cannot do it. Allah l'maisa. You follow what I'm saying? Again.
I get the dinim, but so they're having their own
machmer. Tosfos, no. The Rambam says if Yavor v'yarig and your machmer in Miskayv Nafshon. Tosfos says it can be machmer. What cases was Tosfos being machmer? Which cases was Tosfos being machmer on? So Tosfos was saying, Allah l'maisa, seems like the machlokes is Halacha l'maisa, Tosfos is saying, he's trying to break Yadis Bitsina, you can be Machmer, and die Al Kiddush Hashem. Fine. However, if he's doing L'hanas Atzmo, can you be Machmer? Bitsina, no way, everyone agrees, you can't be Machmer. Bitsina, if he's doing L'hanas Atzmo, you can't be Machmer. Even Tosfos is asking, you can't be Machmer. You follow what I'm saying? You gotta know this Machloikis. This machlois that I said from Dr. Lamb, from the Rambam and the Tosfos, is talking about when the guy's trying to break down Yadus. He's trying to break down Yadus and have me eat the ham sandwich, but it's private. If he's doing it because he just is a nut and he'll get hana by me eating ham, then everyone's going to agree, even Tosfos, that you shouldn't be machlois. You follow me? So machlois is when he's trying to break Yadus. The Rambam still says this guy benafsho. Okay, Klorkite? Now Shalom asked me, Shalom and Meir asked me in Seder, let's say a guy does one of the three cardinal sins and he succumbs. He doesn't want to die. Is he Chayav Misa? What's the answer? What does the Rambam say before? Of course not. He did a bonus. Was he Mavatal and Mitzvah Kiddushim? Yes, he was. It's not Chayav Misa. It's bonus. It's under the rest. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Let's begin the Reb Chaim now. Okay? We're going to continue tomorrow. We got so much to do tomorrow, 9 to 10. As maybe ask me after?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin the Reb Chaim. Someone read. Mayor Sukha, let's go. Guys, look inside, okay? Please bring this tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Everyone be there at 9 o'clock. Mizrashim. 2 days before Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin. You don't have? Yeah, right here. Go ahead. Let's go, Mayor Sukha. Go ahead. Excellent, that's a quote of the Rama. Fighter. Right, Baalia Beis Nitze. Go ahead. Avodah Zorah. That Tosfos takes out the gears. It's not Tehareg, it's Yarog, because she's always Kar Golem. You got me? He changed the gears from Tehareg to Yarog. tell you some stuff on Chafei on the base. Go ahead.
Mi Yemar.
Right, who gives you the right to kill that guy to save you? Excellent. Go ahead. Ah, that's Betzina.
The
Ha
Esther
is for Hesia. Avoy, Esther is for Hesia.
Go ahead.
Excellent.
Avoy. So Esther was considered.
She was Arias. Why is the Gemara only focused on for Hesia? Go ahead. So she was an HSC, how could you do it? Go ahead. Whose shita is that, Rabbeinu Tam of the Rivon? That Karka Olam gets you out of what? Gilui Arayos. Whose shita is that it gets you out of what? Gilui Arayos. Rivon, right? The Rivon. Rabbeinu Tam denied it, right? Go ahead. Tohami Rotzeach.
Oh.
Why? You could say on the contrary. How do you know what? Right. Why is the baby's blood redder than mine? Maybe mine is redder. And since I'm not doing the mice, I get out of it. That's Tyson Sokin. That's utilizing Karkoilu as my Sibatan. Number one on the board. Right? That's number one on the board. Kumbese. Go ahead.
The
Sosum. The Rabbim is quiet. Go ahead. Holy Kalsa. He's holy on the institution of Karkoilu. Go ahead.
Meaning he doesn't make any distinction about
Karkol. Exactly. And you'd be chayiv. All cases. Go ahead. There's a fundamental machlokes Baal Mor Ramban where the Petura of Anos Atzmo applies in all the Gimel Averis. The Baal Mor says it does. Karkol does. And the Ramban says not. Lohavoy. Esther was not a Arias at all. Go ahead. Oh, the Rabban says she was a single woman. Go ahead. Beautiful, no? You don't have to hold of Karkol. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold of it. Either you hold they weren't married or you say Biasakum. Go ahead. Al-Korchim.
Sorry, Al-Korchim. Zeus, she saw some Rabban. The Arias Mia, who forgot me, Tariba Tabor.
Oh, so the Rambam holds in all cases Tarav Yav, meaning the bullet case, where your thread to be put on the baby. At this point, Rav Chaim said the Rambam would say you're chayiv. You got me? So far. Go ahead. Let's just finish this paragraph. You're doing a great job, Mir Simcha. Go ahead. That's a great kasha. If you want to tell me the Rambam says in the bullet case you're chayiv, why are you chayiv in the bullet case? What's the svara? Why would the Rambam argue? Go ahead. Look at this, guys. Go ahead.
And since we learned it after Mitzayah, Baker didn't, the inner nitcheh with Neib Kuan Hebesh, Mela Hadar Dina de Shebal Tasa, who might be Rayim, Shobin, who will call Gavi Karibal Tabor.
So what's he saying here? We'll close with this. Tomorrow we'll pick it up. What's he saying with Chaim and the Rama, up till now? He's saying the Rama would argue on Tosa that in the bullet case, you would be Chaim, Yarav Vo Yavor. The Rama never mentions Karkol. What's the pshat? Tosa is very convincing. The answer is that it's not because Maisa Daim is more chomer than what? Than Shev Altasa, than passive. The answer is, by two nefashas are equal. Someone takes a gun to my head, says, kill that guy and save your life. I can't act. Both lives are equal. It's not for me to make that decision. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, it's Shev Altasa. But the din is, each one can't push off the other one. It's not shayach lamaisa to say that by Gili Arayas. It's not shayach to say that by Gili Arayas. By Gili Arayas, it's taka not shayach to say that pikuach nefesh should beat out what? Ishoko ka Arayas. So since we assume that by Barotzeach, we learn Mikra Adin in a nicha b'fnei pikuach nefesh, it's not nitcha. We learn from Rotzeach that halacha lamaisa, we say yaro, va'al yavor, right? It's not nitcha b'fnei nefesh. Also the din sheva atasa and maisi adayim are equal. In all cases, we'll say what? Tarog, va'al tavor. You follow what I'm saying? What is he saying according to the Rambam? That in the bullet case, the Rambam should say what? Rambam would say chayiv. Why would the Rambam say chayiv? Why would the Rambam say chayiv in this case? What's the pshat? Would he say chayiv? What's he saying right here, guys? The Rambam would say chayiv. In the Kashi, said it would be chayiv. He backs out of it and says the Rambam would agree with Tosis that you're putter. Why? Why are you putter in the case of what? Why are you putter in that case? Okay? Because that case is not called a Maiser Ritzicha B'chlau. Okay, that case is not called a Maiser Ritzicha at all. That's what we're going to discuss tomorrow. We'll pick it up at this. What is the Rebbe's Reb Chaim saying in this last line and in an ensuing paragraph we have to see? Tosfos said Yarva Yavar in the bullet case. The question is, the Rambam never mentions Karkol. What will we say in the bullet case? That we have to see. Bezer Hashem, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue that tomorrow. Okay, let's stop Mincha. Okay, who wants to stop for the Omen? What's the dot for the omen? Make sure we have a minute here, guys. 9 o'clock here tomorrow.
11 o'clock downstairs.
11 o'clock, fourth floor, yeah. Elder, you want to dot for the omen?
Because there should be a...